Welcome to the Nerds Declassified podcast. This is episode 54.
Stop laughing.
I'm trying not to.
This is not funny. This was a serious issue in my life, Putney.
We've All right, we've quite literally already done an episode today, but we're doing double duty. And yeah.
Hefty.
Yep.
Hefty.
So we already did Manga Monday. That was Monday's episode. Now we're doing Friday's episode. AJ, take it away.
All right, guys, so we didn't really have time to pick like a show to watch. Well, we talked about Classroom of the Elite, that it might be next Friday's one. That way it gives us more time for Bleach as well.
Yeah.
But so I'm just gonna go over all the new shows that have been releasing and stuff and just giving you a little what's what about it. You know, I don't know if Putney has any that he's personally interested in my feedback about. Putney, do you have any?
No, I've been kind of like lost in the manga, so I haven't watched any anime in a long time. It's kind of sad. But huge announcement here.
Oh.
Finally, we have reached an agreement between me and the fiance. She is officially starting the Naruto grind. We are going all the way through. I talked to her
Okay.
about it. I bribed her. I bribed her even more. I sweetened the pot.
Is this how the wedding date was picked so quickly?
No. We went to Target today because I needed to get some work pants, and I bought her like a $30 pair of overalls that were pretty cute. I was like, here's the thing. I was like, I'll buy you this only if you wear the Naruto t-shirt that you stole from me and we start next week. So now I thought that's all I was gonna get. But I got that. We're starting that, and she's agreed to finish the MCU before we see the new Thor movie.
Okay.
So pretty good deal, 'cause she's on Black Panther right now, so she still has like 10 or
That's a
12 movies
ways
to
to
go.
go.
Exactly. So it's a grind.
She's not even done with the Avengers,
No, she
you
is
know?
not.
And there's so much more. There's a lot more TV shows after that point. So that,
Yes.
which I haven't watched.
Neither have I.
I have kind of lost my love of Marvel, besides for Spider-Man, but that's obvious.
Tom Holland, what a cutie.
Any Spider-Man, man. I'm
Any.
obsessed. I love Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's awesome. All right, AJ, take it away again. No more interruptions from me.
So I actually today have both a recommendation and a rant.
Love it.
Since so recommendation, I got two. They've been constant repeats, but I do aim these recommendations for Buttony first. And you guys should follow. Dr. Stone and Platinum End.
That's what I was just about to say. I
I've
was
said it
like, he's
once,
gonna
I've
say
said it a
Dr. Stone
million
and
times.
Platinum End. Speaking of
Because they're
Dr. Stone, though, Dr. Stone 2022, the manga is officially ending this year. Just to throw it out
Yes.
there.
It's a very short. It's a very. The way that they're trying to create the show and kind of build it, wasn't going to be a long one from the get go. And you know what? Platinum End is only 24 episodes. So.
But that's not, I don't think that's how it's gonna stay. There's like 15
That is.
volumes.
Yes.
Bro, there's
Correct.
15 volumes. There's no chance.
Dude, I'm serious.
Okay, that's just weird. Anyways, continue.
I've seen the ending. I know there's no possibility.
All right, I believe you. I believe you. Keep on. Continue. No more
Okay, so that was
interruptions.
my recommendations. Freaking watch the shows already. Gosh.
I'm getting there.
But okay, my rant, it's simple. First of all, Crunchyroll, this new update you had going. Still up in the air on how I feel, so I'm saving that rant because I'm giving it more time. You haven't even seen it, but Crunchyroll had a full-on update. Like it's di way different. It's easier to browse for a new show, but it's harder to like navigate as a whole otherwise.
Okay.
But my rant is, get the best shows on dub. You're improving it. but you still don't have Bleach fully dubbed. You don't have Naruto dubbed at all. One Piece, you don't you might have it fully dubbed. I don't believe you do, though. I believe you only have it subbed still. Wow. So that's the big three right there. Not dubbed on Crunchyroll.
It's a big deal.
That's why I have Hulu Plus. Is because Bleach is fully dubbed on Hulu.
Isn't it on Netflix, though, too?
Bleach? Not all of it. I already finished the Netflix amount.
Oh, jeez.
So did you.
No.
Yeah.
No, because there's all the filler episodes afterwards.
Well, that's when I skipped the filler, so I'm already on the next major arc. I skipped all the... There's an entire filler arc called the Bound Arc. And I basically looked up, is the Bound Arc worth watching? And it was a no. So I didn't continue it.
Okay.
Because it was like 50 episodes.
Well, my Netflix is being dumb, so whatever.
I believe it goes to the Bound Arc. Or the Bound Arc. So if you skip those fillers like I did, then you will be done with the Netflix aspect.
I gotcha.
And I think it's dumb. It's like a lot of these places have Naruto Jump dubbed, but not Shippuden, the better one. Because Viz Media is just holding it for some reason, and I don't know why. Like, Hulu has up to Jiraiya.
It doesn't make any sense unless, like, Viz Media was like, oh, we're going to have our own streaming service.
But they don't.
Yeah, so... Why is it, like, it's just, like, in suspension? It's terrible.
It's almost like they're trying to sell CDs.
Which is not going to happen. Nobody does that anymore.
No, they don't.
It's all about streaming services and digital libraries.
And if Viz Media came out with their own platform, I'd get it. For sure. Yeah. Because Viz Media has a ton. But that's just how it is. And I don't know why. Like, Hunter x Hunter is dubbed everywhere.
That's because people like him for, like, the clout. It's like every other person and their mom has Kilo as their profile picture.
I know. But what's more clouty than the big three?
Gojo.
Oh, God.
Satoru Gojo.
Yeah, but Kakashi's up there too, you know? True. Kakashi is one of the top ones.
Dude,
Zoro. Everyone loves Zoro.
Yeah, okay, Mosshead, bro. Mosshead.
It's simply put, the best characters always seem to be the swordsmen. Naruto's the only exception, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, Sasuke. Sword.
Sasuke's not bad, but he's not better than Naruto by any means.
Yeah, Sasuke's honestly really just pouty. Like, when you watch it as an older person, you realize that Sasuke is just... He's just like a grown-up child. Because that's what he's doing. He's pouting, and he's throwing a temper tantrum, except he has the powers of, like, a deadly human being.
Pony, did you just send me this?
I did. What do you think of that cover? That's the newest Jujutsu Kaisen cover. It's pretty sick, isn't it?
Man, it looks so good.
I know. It's time to read. Anyways, continue. What's even the next segment after? I feel like we've gone so far away from segments, but now we're coming straight back into them.
So this one, we're just doing it normal, where now we'd go into the shows.
Oh.
So
I got you.
So that's like my only thing, I guess. Just get more dubs going. I think I'm going to start Fairy Tail after I'm done with my big three work.
Thank God. Okay, here's the thing about Fairy Tail.
Just really grind out those old but good shows.
Fairy Tail is a very, like, niche show, but at the same time, it's very popular. There's a lot of people that like Fairy Tail, but...
Well, a lot of people like it because they really go the romantic route as well.
Eh.
From what I've been told.
Yeah.
There's at least relationships.
Yeah, but not a lot of romance aspect going on there.
Well, I mean, it's still shonen, so.
Yep, it is. It's weird, but you know what? I think you'll like it, and it's very happy.
Pun intended. Is that a...
Yes, that's pun intended. I'm smirking right now, but you can't see.
Okay. That was pretty... I mean, I already watched Oh, God, what was it called? Like, the art... Like, right now, it was, they're going after Lucy.
Oh, I got you.
Her father is. Oh. So that's where I was.
Oh, so okay.
I was a bit into it.
Yeah, no, trust me, I don't know how many seasons there are. It gets, really intense, and it does get, really, really good. I absolutely loved how they did it. It just needed to be more grown up and more violent and... People needed to die, and then it would have been A tier all the way. But I think it's a solid B. It's worth watching, and it will forever have a place in my heart.
The biggest problem with it was that the power of friendship or whatever was a little too strong in the show.
Actually, you know what? I don't agree with that, but you'll find out why. I'll let you figure that out.
That's what I've seen. Like, when I used to be on anime TikTok, that was one of the main things that everyone said.
Yeah.
But, okay. That's interesting.
Anyways, great show, nonetheless.
Yeah. I also want to pick up... I was watching Attack on Titan dubbed again, just all the way through. And I never picked it up, so maybe I'll just watch that.
Fairy Tail.
Because when I get into Bleach, it's going to go Bleach, it's going to go One Piece, it's going to go Fairy Tail. Like, I'm going to grind those ones.
Yeah. I think it's time, though. I think it's time to do the big series again and start that.
I put in work when we did One Piece. Yeah. A lot.
I mean, I don't think this season, I do not think we'll be doing, since we're trying to conquer some bigger shows. Like, we're taking down big shows this season. And it's not going to be, every single Friday is not going to be like an entire episode on just shows.
That's why we're moving the news ones to Friday sometimes, like we're going to do now. Yeah. Where I go over quickly. That's why I brought segments or like a research day. Are going to take over some of those.
Because you know what? I just thought of this right now, and AJ, I don't know how you feel about it, but I actually kind of want to do this now. This is the route that I want to take this entire season.
I'm just refusing right now.
No, don't refuse. It is season 3. It is the season of the big 3. I say we conquer the big 3 this season. That's like the goal of this season. We watch everything.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And it's a journey.
I'm assuming you're excluding Boruto.
I am excluding Boruto.
Okay.
But I think this would be a great, journey. Like, we're doing it. You and I, we're doing it together.
So, I'm behind you in One Piece.
Yeah.
And we're, depending on, are you going to skip that arc, you think? The filler one? Or are you going to...
I'm going to skip the Bleach filler. I think what we should do...
We are tied at Bleach, and I'm behind in One Piece.
Yeah.
So.
But you I don't know how... So,
you read more manga than I do. Yeah. Well, I was more anime still. So if I focused my anime watching instead of what I've been doing, I'm going to definitely knock out a few episodes every day. Easily.
Yeah, I think... You know what? We'll get around to everything. I think I'll start watching Naruto with Ashley, and then we can give some updates. But I think it's really going to be just like the journey of it, of like us talking through like how we feel about watching it and really digesting the big 3. Cause it's honestly what it is a journey. Like, the big 3 is monumental. Like, yeah. If we're
Bleach will be the easiest to tackle.
Yeah, if we're just going at a rough estimate of how many episodes we're likely to watch, I'm just doing the math right now. How many is bleach? Like 225? 175?
I thought it was 300.
I think it is 300. I think you're right.
I thought it was like 325 or something.
Bleach.
327? Something episodes. Like that.
Why am I in all caps? 16 seasons of Bleach. Yeah, it's got to be... How many episodes, though? 366.
Oh, okay, so I was close.
Yeah, we're about to... Rough estimate, we're about to watch 2,041 episodes and then just take out fillers, which Naruto is 15%.
I'm watching one again? Is that what I'm doing as well?
No, I don't think you need to, but I mean... You'll be able to relive some moments with
give me the excuses, man. Watch it again.
Okay, and then we take out filler. We're probably gonna watch close to 1,600 episodes of anime this season.
Okay. Well, if we chunk it out and just grind and get 500 episodes done this June, so 1 week. Then we can hit 500 and then we'll done end of summer. Wow. But that would mean you'd have to watch 500 this week.
I cannot watch 500 episodes this week. There's no chance.
I don't even think that's physically possible.
Let's see. What does that even look like? More math. Okay, so if we do 500 times what? It's like 21 minutes if you skip some stuff. It's 10,500 minutes, and then you divide that by 60. That's 175 hours.
And then divide that by 24.
Wait, why would you divide that by 24?
That's how many days it would take.
175 hours. Yeah. It would take 7.3 days.
And that's if you never stopped.
That's if you never stopped. So you know what? Season 3, if we think about how we've structured our seasons in the past, our seasons usually take a few months. So, yeah, honestly, this is probably, it's been about 25 episodes apiece.
I'm pretty sure it's been exactly 25 episodes apiece.
Yeah, exactly. Has it? Yes, it has. Yep, exactly 25 apiece. I don't know. It will just be interesting. We'll figure it out. Anyways, yeah. AJ, you were going to talk about what you're watching or whatever?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We had a show.
Yeah.
So I'll just go. I think I'll go like the ones I remember top of my head are usually the ones that are actually good. Well, one actually is letting me down, and that is Shield Hero. I have been massively disappointed with season 2.
In all fairness, though, it's kind of hard to live up to season 1.
Correct.
Especially in AJ's eyes, he really liked it.
I really did. I really did. So that's fair. But it's gotten to the point where sometimes I'll go on my phone because I'd rather do that than watch it. Which is just bewildering. Like, I was doing that with, like, Tribe Nine last anime season. So, Shield Hero will probably do more like a 25-episode season, though. And so this is only about 20 or 33% done. So there's that aspect as well. Let's see. Spy X Family. I was just talking to Putney about this. I'm not going to like it until they become like a real family and have that moment. And I'm impatient, so I'm not enjoying it. But like Putney said, it's one of the best manga out right now. Right, Bunny? That's what you were saying?
I would say Shonen Jump-wise, it's probably a top 10 for new releases, which is, okay. I mean, that's not saying too much, but obviously they really, really, really fast-tracked a show on this one. So, and that they fast-tracked a show over its competitors, of like Marshall is a competitor, Sakamoto Days, Kaiju Number 8, and those are some pretty big titles in their own right. So, okay. Yeah.
So that's another one that's been it's been funny more than like anything, is what I would say.
Yeah, it is a comedy though, so that makes sense.
Yes. And then let's see, what else have I living in a dating sim world. Pardon me. That was that's actually become, it's a really funny one. I'm not gonna lie. The MC is kind of just like this. He takes on the persona of being the villain when he's actually the hero, but he's a douchey one. And he just pisses everyone off all the time. And so it's just a really funny one that I've actually enjoyed quite a bit.
Interesting.
Yep. Love is War. I think that might have taken over as my new favorite romance anime.
Okay.
And it's honestly just a top-tier anime in general.
Yeah, it is a Shonen Jump.
It's a Shonen Jump, which is crazy, but it's going to end. This is the last season of it. And so it's winding down, and I'm just going to be really interested to see how it goes. Date Alive is... it's just like a very meh show, honestly. I'm not really gaining anything from it. But for what it is, which is like a harem romance anime, it does the job.
Have you watched Fruit Baskets?
I just finished that. Remember, I was watching it a little bit ago.
Oh, I was just wondering. I keep on seeing it places.
I did not enjoy it quite as much as many other people, I will say.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird because I just keep on seeing it everywhere I look.
Probably if you're on Funimation at all, it's probably still on the continue watching. Because I was watching it on Funimation.
That's probably it.
So, yeah. But Date Alive is all right. Signs Fell in Love, So We Try and Prove It. Another just interesting romance one. Not too shabby, I guess. Let's see, Tacked Up Destiny is probably, it's very much a Darling in the Franxx Promise Neverland vibe to it, you know what I mean with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say it's not anywhere like Promise Neverland season one, but it's not Darling in the Franxx, that's for sure.
So it's not great, gripping, but it's not mid either.
Like, there's a chance it could be a B+, but right now I'd probably give it like a B-.
Okay, so it's teetering a little bit.
Like, I don't know whether it'll get a season two or not, but I definitely think it could.
I got you.
So that's like another interesting one I have been watching. Aharen is just this like shoujo slice of life one. Raido, the main character. It's just a really funny one. It's really stupid, unique. I don't know. It's just like one that's helpful to pass time, I'd say. I don't know if I'm missing any other ones. Obviously, yeah, it hasn't been a great season for anime right now, honestly. Oh, Shikimori. That's another romance one. It's the season of romance anime, I will say.
Well, it's the end of spring. Yeah. So, makes sense.
I think it'll pick up hopefully sooner than later, but who knows. We were really spoiled with Demon Slayer, I think. And now nothing seems to be comparing.
Yes, we were very spoiled.
Like we said, Black Clover just altered. Black Clover. World, man.
Black Clover changed things.
Awesome. I'm watching Classroom of the Elite and Asta's voice actors in it, so that's, I haven't heard him in anything else. I forgot. I didn't even make the connection at the time. That was interesting.
A little taste of Asta. That's good.
Are you the type of person that's like, when you hear them, are you just like, oh, okay, they're in another show? Or do you actually, like, kind of enjoy it more, like, think it's cool?
I think it's cool when they're in other shows.
Same. I am very much like that, where I'm like, I mean, the main thing is Aaron Yeager, Ian Oskay, like, that voice actor. Like, when I heard him as the devil, Asta's devil, I was so excited. Because now I'm sweet. Like, we're going to get a whole, we're going to get the rest of the show with him.
Yep.
Or, like, it's really interesting how in Bleach, you hear the voice actors from Naruto, and you don't really hear those people in other shows.
Yeah.
And so that's just fascinating to me. But there's definitely, like, it's interesting. Like, I think, wow, My Hero Academia must be really popular voice actors. But it's like, no, that was just the first anime I watched.
Yeah.
So I just consider them like that. So it's just interesting as you, like, go through this path, I guess. I'm like, now I'm into, like, going through new seasons and not just, like, trying to catch up on anime from not watching my whole life. So it's an interesting transition.
I can understand that. I miss Zoro's voice actor.
What?
I miss Zoro's voice actor. That's why I'm excited to get back into One Piece and when Black Clover comes back too with Yami. Just so good. Oh,
he was in a show I was watching, but I couldn't. I think it might have been Dr. Stone, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Alright, do you have any final things or final segments that you wanted to do?
Nope.
Alright, well, I think it's time for us to start on the journey. Or for AJ to go to sleep, because his sleep schedule is messed up.
So true.
Very true.
But I need to stink.
You just...
I saved the half of my steak from dinner, so I'm going to eat that.
There you go. I need to do laundry still. No! Adulting! Bad!
Gross.
Yeah, I need to fold laundry. Fun.
I need to do laundry tomorrow, too.
Alright. Well, happy July 1st. I think that's Friday, right?
Who knows anymore?
I think it's... Happy July 1st. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.